we're not anarchists. We were afraid. We were afraid they were going to use force. But then when we did put on our show, the couple times that we did, the cops like stood there and they like got out of our way and they smiled and they watched us singing. Yeah. And we were like, wait, the cops love us. We're putting on a really nice show. So the cops aren't so bad. But then when we saw the Republicans, that was a little bit freaky.
You know, what do you mean?
What do I mean? Conventions are kind of crazy. Like when a bunch of people that all have the same ideas. I mean, if the ideas are pleasant ones or if they're there to share art or interest, that's one thing. But I mean, the Republican agenda right now is not one that I think is the most conducive to the well-being of humankind. So seeing that they're having a convention, it's just a little, it's kind of, it felt eerie to drive through the downtown area last night. It was a real eerie feel.
Tell me about that feeling. Do you think the police presence is a little bit heavy-handed with all the steel barricades?
It was. There were horses wearing riot gear, it appeared. Like, I don't know if that's the right way to say that, but that's what it looked like. And there were just, there were tons and tons and tons of police. And other than that, it seemed like a ghost town, but there are these buildings that are an imposing presence, and we know what's going on in those buildings. So all of it just, it made me feel kind of uneasy. And I was in a car, I was perfectly safe, but I kind of got the chills.
Have you all been down to that public viewing area that they set aside for the protest, the official protest, the parade route? Tell me about your viewpoints on that.
Yeah, so in our show, there's like a part where a policeman comes in and he does a joke about a free speech cage. Like if you go down there, it's in a garbage barge on the river and there are bologna sandwiches and it's electrified. And so when we got there, we were like, oh, this is it. This is the free speech cage. And when we got there, a lot of the activists were like barking like dogs and saying it was a kennel because it felt that way. You go into this very kind of industrial feeling area and it feels very like bleak and empty. And then there's essentially a cage. So
a cage with a stage.
Yeah, stage in a cage.
Tell me about the name of your troop and if I can get your names too.
Yeah, we're part of the Imagination Liberation Front. The name of our show is Mr. Satan Goes to Wall Street, and my name is Heather Merlis.
And I am Justin West, the direction.
We flew, we raised money. We did a lot of online fundraising for our show.
Boy, our arm's tired.
Yeah, our arms are really tired.
After this, are you going to Charlotte?
We're going to Charlotte after this, and then we're going to perform at the Occupy Wall Street anniversary event on...
It's like the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, the 1 year anniversary. So it's on September 17th. We'll be performing in Zuccotti Park. We performed there a couple times already, and those performances were amazing. They were electrifying. But we're going to Charlotte after this, and we want people to come see our show because it's really fun. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We bring up a lot of interesting conversations, and it's about love. So, yeah.